The search is on to find medical experts to work on Christmas Island as the federal government prepares for the transfer of asylum seekers from Manus Island and Nauru. The ABC understands the Medivac bill, which passed Parliament last month, is expected to get royal assent next week. But concerns have been raised about whether there'll be adequate healthcare for the asylum seekers once they're moved to Christmas Island. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Tropical location is listed as one of the benefits of several jobs being advertised on Christmas Island. The federal government is hunting for medical experts in anticipation of asylum seekers being transferred from offshore processing centres. Shire of Christmas Island CEO David Price says the island only has a 6-bed hospital and doesn't have the capacity to respond to major health issues.
There's no surgery done on the island. There's no mental health experts on the island. There's no psychologist, psychiatrist.
Among the roles on offer, health services manager, mental health nurse, psychologist and nurse radiographer.
I think it's a positive first step.
Independent MP Karen Phelps, who campaigned to get sick asylum seekers off Manus Island and Nauru, is pleased the government is boosting health services on Christmas Island. But she's questioning how the care will be administered, as most of the jobs are listed as casual or temporary, with some lasting just 6 weeks.
The quality of care in psychological medicine depends on continuity of care. And so I'll be interested to see how the government solves that problem of providing continuity of care if they're rotating psychological professionals through the island.
The government announced it was reopening the Christmas Island Detention Centre after Parliament passed the Medivac Bill, which will allow asylum seekers on Manus Island or Nauru to come to Australia on the recommendation of two doctors. The Department of Home Affairs Secretary Michael Pozzullo told Senate estimates last week those people will be sent to Christmas Island, but care on mainland Australia is an option.
If specialised treatment is only available on the mainland, then the mainland will of course be utilised.
But little is known about how Christmas Island will handle a large number of medical cases. Karen Phelps says the government needs to be more transparent.
I've already written to the Prime Minister asking what the plan is in terms of triaging.
The Home Affairs Department didn't respond to questions about how many medical staff will be placed on the island and if any of the positions have already been filled.
I think it's very important that the Australian medical profession is consulted when it comes to the logistics of an exercise like this.
The administrator of Christmas Island is Natasha Griggs, who met with the Prime Minister last week. In a statement to AM, she said,
I'm working closely with the Australian Government and the Department of Infrastructure, Regional Development and Cities to manage the impact of increased activity on Christmas Island.
As to who is on the island already, locals say they've seen dozens of staff from the Department of Home Affairs and Serco, the private company contracted by the government to run the detention centre. The ABC understands the Medivac bill is expected to get royal assent next week, allowing for the transfer of asylum seekers to Christmas Island soon. But there's also uncertainty around whether anyone will be moved off Nauru because the government there passed new laws making medical transfers harder for asylum seekers.
Stephanie Boris reporting.